cat in heat, surrenders completely to the moment. "Whatever you want, whatever you want," she purrs. Oh my God, here I am with a front row seat. I just need some popcorn. Miguel lowers her over the car's hood again, parts her legs, and brings his mouth to her sex. My supervisor, Miss Uptight, lets loose a wail. I cover my eyes. But curiosity, a morbid curiosity, drives me to uncover them again. I stare as he finishes tasting her and then pulls back a little and pushes one, then two fingers inside her. Straightening up, he grabs her dark hair and tugs as he moves his fingers in a rhythm that, why deny it, would make anyone moan. "Yes!" she exclaims. Now I'm having difficulty breathing. Whether I like it or not, viewing that scene makes me frenetic. My sex life is pretty normal, probably predictable, so yes, watching this live and in person is getting me all hot and bothered. Miguel pulls down the zipper on his gray pants. He releases a more than acceptable penis. Whoa, Miguel! I'm stunned when he nails her with just one thrust. I'm dying! But of pleasure, I think. My nipples are hard, and suddenly I realize I'm touching them. When did I shove my hand inside my blouse? I quickly pull it out, but my nipples in the very center of my being protest. They want more, but no, they can't have more. I don't do these things. Minutes later, after more moans and turns, Miguel and my supervisor pull themselves together. They're finished. They get into my boss's car and drive off, and I sigh with relief. Finally, alone in the parking garage, I come out from my hiding place and sit up in the driver's seat. My hands are shaking. My knees, too. And I notice my breathing is accelerated. Excited because of what I've just experienced, I close my eyes to calm down and consider what it might be like to have sizzling hot sex like that. A moment later, I start the car and exit the parking garage. I'm going to go have a beer with friends. My mind and body are on fire. I need to put out the flames and cool down. 2. When I get to the office the next day, everything seems fine. I run into Miguel and can't help but smile. If Miguel and my supervisor only knew what I'd seen. "Good morning, Judith."
"Good morning."
Miguel is very attractive. From my first day in the office, he has been wonderfully helpful, and we get along great. Just about everyone at work is drooling over him, but I don't know why. He just doesn't have the same effect on me. Of course, now, knowing what I know and seeing him in action, I can't help but think of him differently.
"Don't forget we have a staff meeting this afternoon," Miguel reminds me.
"Uh-huh." He grins, grabs me by the arm, and says,
"Hey, let's take a break. I know you're dying for some coffee and toast from the cafeteria."
I grin, too. He knows me well. Besides being handsome and charming, the guy doesn't miss an opportunity to be attentive. That, along with his perpetual smile, is Miguel's greatest charm. When we get to the 9th floor cafeteria, we step up to the counter, place our orders, and head to our usual table. Paco and Raul join us. They're a gay couple I like a lot. They kiss my neck and make me laugh like they do every morning. As the four of us begin to talk, I remember the scene last night in the parking garage.
"You seem distracted. What's going on?" asks Miguel.
That brings me back. I look at him and try to forget the images running amok in my mind. I am. My cat is sick, more listless with each passing day, and "I'm so sorry, sweetheart," responds Miguel as he takes my hand. We talk about my cat for a little while, and that makes me sadder. I adore Kuro, but he is slowly dying, and he will probably not be with me much longer. It's something I've been dealing with since the vet gave me the bad news 2 months ago, but it's